I bet what we're going to talk about today in the Focal Points podcast is something that is going to be very familiar to a lot of you. How many of you raised your hands if you started your photography business as a side hustle, meaning that you were employed full-time someplace else and you thought, hey, I could learn to earn a little extra money on the side, so I'm going to start photographing clients on the weekends and in the evenings. And all of a sudden you discovered that you loved it so much that you wanted it to become your full-time gig. Well, that's a very, very common story in the photography industry. People who were employed doing something else, and then they decided that they wanted to transfer and be photographers, which is great. The more the merrier, right? But here's the thing. I bet you a lot of people, if they didn't put a lot of thought into that transition, got themselves caught in a few sticky situations. So what we're going to talk about today on the Focal Points podcast is how you can handle managing a side hustle along with your full-time job. What are some of the things that maybe you should consider? What are some of the boundaries that you should place when it comes to running a side business while also being someone else's employee? So let's talk about it today on the Focal Points podcast. Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone. And you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love. All right. So I said in the intro that we were going to talk today about having a side hustle along with having a full-time job, which is a very, very common story with so many photographers. They start with a full-time job, doing something completely non-creative, right? Maybe you're a bookkeeper. Maybe you work at a retail establishment. Maybe you do something completely different. Then all of a sudden, the creative bug hits you and you want to become a photographer. You get a great camera. You start learning. You're like, wow, I can make money doing this. I want to do this full-time. Awesome. That's great. But there comes a time where there's like this transition period between moving out of that full-time gig and moving full-time into making that side hustle not be your side hustle. And there's a lot of things you need to consider. Or you realize, hey, I'm good here at my full-time job. I like the fact that I have benefits and a retirement plan and paid vacation. And I don't want to give that up, but I want to honor my clients and my photography business as well. So how do we manage all of this together? Well, we're going to talk about it today. And I think the one thing that has struck me is that as our financial standing and as our economy has changed, especially in the United States, as inflation has hit and things have gotten more and more expensive, we see so many more people looking for side hustles, side jobs, ways that they can make an extra $200, $300, $500, maybe even $1,000 a month. And a lot of people during that, with things that they call passive, quote unquote, income, selling courses and that type of thing, but they're also employed elsewhere. But the creative entities are a really great way to do that because you can, let's face it, the barrier into starting a photography business is pretty darn low. You can go to Costco today, get a pretty good camera, learn how to use it in the next couple of days fairly well, and be up and running by next week. Like, that's a good thing and a bad thing, I think. It's bad because it makes our industry look like it's super, super easy. But it's good because more people can be a part of it and maybe help their families in a financial way. But because our economy has been changing and things are getting more expensive, we're seeing a lot of people trying to earn money on the side. Or we see, you know, especially we see stay-at-home moms and people like that who can't get full-time jobs, but they can work on the weekends and they choose to do that with their camera. So no matter what the situation is, whether you have a full-time gig as a paid employee someplace else or a full-time gig as a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home parent, you want to have this side hustle. So what exactly does that mean? You know, the world today is very fast-paced. It's very competitive. And many people are embracing this idea of the side hustle. And what that means, like I said earlier, it's a venture that happens along with a full-time job, right? And there's so many great ways that this can benefit us. It can be a way for us to grow creatively. It can be a way for us to use a different set of skills that we aren't using in our full-time job that can cause really great personal fulfillment. But what does all this mean? Well, let's talk about it, okay? So the first thing you need to understand is there are full-time jobs that you have signed a contract with that prevents you or want you to disclose that you are starting a full-time, a part-time job on the side, working on the side for someone else, for yourself. So the first thing you need to do before anything else is you, if you don't want to jeopardize your full-time gig, which I'm assuming most people don't, is you need to check to make sure, you need to check your employment contract, and you need to see what you have agreed to when it comes to this topic with your current full-time employee. You cannot have two full-time employers. Now, some people tried it when they were working at home during the pandemic, when they were just remote working, they could have multiple computers going, and they were trying to dip into two buckets. But technically, you are not supposed to have two full-time jobs, meaning you don't have two employers when it comes down to benefits, insurance, retirement plans, vacation pay, and all of that. You're only supposed to have one. So the first thing you need to check is you need to check if you have an employment contract, and you need to check the company policies for your full-time gig. All right. Some employers have very specific policies when it comes to secondary employment, and they might consider it a conflict of interest. Your employment contract really may well have clauses in it related to what they call moonlighting. We're talking about moonlighting, right? So you need to ensure that your side hustle does not violate these terms, unless you don't care if they violate those terms and you don't care if you're putting that full-time gig at risk. If you do care about that full-time gig, which I'm assuming most people would, you really do need to check that contract. The next thing you need to do is, no matter what you do full-time, is you need to make sure that your side gig does not compete or undermine your primary job. If it's in the same industry, it could be considered a conflict of interest, and it's particularly important, if that is the case, that you be very transparent with your employer. They need to know what's going on. They need to know your client base, and they need to give their blessing when it comes to you pursuing certain clients. A conflict of interest could be that you work for a graphic designer or marketing firm that does photography for their clients, and then all of a sudden you are starting a photography business on the side, and you have access to all their clients, and you could take business away from them if your clients knew that you could do photography on the side and they choose to work with you. So you need to really monitor that very, very closely. So you also need to see if your side, hustle or your moonlighting gig is not going to impact your work performance. So for example, if you want to be an event or say a club photographer, go out for a concert photographer, and you want to go out and be at concerts until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning every night photographing these bands, yet you have to be to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, that really could impact your work performance at your full-time job. And you need to make sure that you are not digging into that performance with your full-time job when it comes to your part-time job, if that makes sense. All right. And then you need to just really consider your company culture at your full-time job and the relationship that you have with your employer. The culture is really, really important. And sometimes your relationship with your supervisor can influence the decision of whether you should start this side hustle or not. If they're very supportive, your employer very well could be encouraging you to pursue these other options, which is awesome. And most employers, in my opinion, should encourage these other opportunities. They shouldn't want to be holding their employees back, but that's not always the case. And that's not always the case with specific managers that you might be working for. So you need to just consider that company culture and the relationship you have with your employer. And the other thing is just legal and ethical considerations. You need to understand, if you're keeping it a secret, should you be keeping it a secret? Or if we go back to the first point of reviewing your employment contract or your company policies, if you're keeping it a secret and your company policies say that you need to disclose this type of work, you need to figure out where and when you need to do this. And I would say it would be the earlier, the better, but not everyone's going to agree with that, because many people are going to be like, what I do in my free time is my business, and they don't have any say over it. To a certain extent, I totally agree. They shouldn't have any say over what you do in your free time. But the fact of the matter is, if you have signed an employment contract and you're working for a company that you've agreed and signed off on their company policies that you're not going to do this, and you decide to do it anyway, you need to keep all that into consideration, because that just comes down to like your moral ethics and all of those types of things. So is there a need for you to be transparent when it comes to your side hustle? All of that really just depends on what you've signed and what the company culture is. I don't know. Every situation is going to be different. There's going to be supervisors who are going to be very, very, very protective of your off hours time. And if they feel like that you are abusing it, or you are doing something that is compromising your work performance and your full-time job, they're going to be really, really bitter about it. And then there's going to be other managers and other companies that are going to bless this 100%, send you on your way, even send clients your way, which I wish that was the case for everybody, but it just isn't. So when you're looking at starting a side hustle, you really need to weigh these factors carefully. You need to consider both the potential risks and the benefits if you disclose it. And if you're in doubt, this is where that lawyer on speed dial might come in handy. If you're not sure what I mean about that, you can go back to my podcast, which is three experts you need to have on speed dial, because having a lawyer in your court when it comes to certain things like this, just to run it by, to make sure that you are okay, is something that I believe is really, really important. So what are some of the things we need to consider when we're starting this side hustle? What do we need to remember? Obviously, we want to make more money. We want to help some clients. We want to take some beautiful pictures. We want to try something new. And all of those things are great. We want to expand our world and challenge ourselves in a new way. All of that is fabulous. But what are the real technical things that we need to consider? We'll talk about it after this word from Enphoto. If you are a photographer that wants your clients to have a lasting impression of the images that you take, you have to check out Enphoto's Grand Gallery Photo Book. It's designed to showcase your portfolio with a wow factor that will grab anyone's attention. It really isn't just a photo book, it's more of like an art exhibition. The Grand Gallery Photo Book isn't just a choice, it's your studio's signature offering, and it's meant to impress even your pickiest of clients. You want to check this out? Get a 75% off sample by heading over to focalpointspodcast.com. It really is one of the best discounts in the industry for sample products. I promise you will not be disappointed. All right. Thanks, Enphoto. If you haven't checked out Enphoto in a while, definitely is your time now. They've been doing some really great things lately. Let's get into this idea of the side hustle. What are some of the things that we need to be considering? Well, I think just like with any other business, you need to define your goals and you need to set your priorities. You need to do that business plan. You need to set your vision. I think a lot of times people think, well, it's just a side gig. It's just part-time. I don't do it all the time. So you can be a little bit more lax in those things. And my attitude is that just because it's part-time and just because you might be doing it on the weekend and not spending all your time building this business that you want to see succeed, doesn't mean that some of the basics need to be ignored. Every business needs a great vision. Every business needs a plan. Every business needs to understand and have a comprehension of understanding how you're going to get to point A, to point B, to point C. What does that look like? Every business, no matter small or large, needs to understand their market demand. They need to understand the legal and tax implications and how things are going to scale and how much time it's going to take and all of those different things. Just because it's part-time doesn't mean that you can skip on those things. So when you're balancing the side hustle, understand that you are going to need to do those things. And sometimes because you're not devoting full time to them, you don't have as much time to devote to financial plans and vision statements and marketing research and legal things, all of that type of thing. You need to make you understand that sometimes this is going to take a little bit longer just because you're not able to spend as much time on it. And because you're going to be working a full-time job and developing a part-time side gig, your work-life balance probably is going to be impacted. And this is especially important to realize if you are married, if you have a family, anything like that, other outside responsibilities besides just yourself and the capability you have of earning money. Every time, every hour that you take away from those other responsibilities, you're going to have some consequences for that. or ramifications for that. Maybe not consequences, because consequences sounds bad. But you're going to have to manage that. Overwork can lead to burnout, but overwork can also lead to relationship issues. Overwork can lead to your children being resentful of the fact that they never see their parent. Overwork can mean that your partner, your spouse becomes resentful because you're always sitting in front of a computer or playing with your camera, and you're no longer sitting on the couch with them at night watching a movie or your TV shows and talking about your day. All of those things need to be considered when you are building a side hustle, because it's going to almost suck you into this vortex, especially at the beginning, because you're going to be so passionate about it. You're going to probably want to work on it all the time. So understanding that work-life balance, when you're adding in another job that could take a lot of time and also financial resources when you're just starting out, because let's face it, these cameras ain't cheap, right? This equipment is not cheap. So understanding how that impacts your family and the balance that you have is really, really important. And having great communication, if you're in a situation with a partner and a spouse and you have children, and all of a sudden you're not doing things that you could do before, like, I don't know, even cleaning up after dinner or cleaning the bathroom or picking your kids up from soccer practice. If you're putting those on another person in your life, you have to remember that that really deserves a conversation. And sometimes spouses are not that supportive of this type of thing. They're just not, because they see it from their perspective of, well, wow, they're not going to be able to do all this other stuff, and I'm going to have to do all this extra work. Have the conversation. Know where everybody stands. And I mentioned this, you know, just a few seconds ago. You really need to have an honest conversation with yourself about how much money you're going to have to invest in this side venture. And it is going to be a lot more than you probably think at first, because it doesn't really matter if you're full-time or if you're part-time, you still need the cameras, you still need the lenses, you still need the good computer and the cell phone and maybe a studio space, however you're running your business and what kind of niche you have with your business. So you need to consider that financial investment. And if you haven't saved for it, where's that money coming from? Is it coming from your spouse who is working? Are you using their resources to fund your startup that hasn't proven to be profitable yet? Or are you thinking that you're going to finance it and you're going to have to pay interest on that? You're going to go in debt for these startup costs? Really, really take those things into consideration. Other things, you need to kind of have a plan. And this is the worst. But with one of my businesses, I made the mistake of not doing this. And I should have listened to my attorney and taken care of it. But you need to put some consideration into how it will end when you begin. And no one really, really, really likes to hear that, right? You don't want to think about the ending when you're super, super excited and passionate about starting something. But especially coming back to the financial ramifications and the work-life balance, if other people are involved in your circle and are impacted by the decision that you're making by starting a side hustle, you need to be able to have clear conversations of, okay, when do I decide this isn't working? When do I decide enough is enough? When do I realize that this isn't the dream that I wanted? This isn't helping anything. Do I give it 3 months? Do I give it 6 months? Do I give it a year? Put some firm guidelines in place for yourself so that you can be accountable to those things. And if anyone is involved in those decisions and they ask you how you're doing, or they ask you if you met your goals, you know, the first 3 months or that type of thing, be honest with them and say, yes, I did, or no, I didn't. And admitting that you haven't made your goals kind of sucks. I've had to do that. There's no good way around that. But you have to be honest with the people who are supporting you, especially if they are supporting you with their time, their ability, and their financial resources. It's just a matter of respect, in my opinion. All right, so here we go. You considered all those things. That's a lot to consider. And the big thing is that you're going to have to be really, really great in managing your time. You're going to have to probably use some time blocking techniques. You're going to have to set some boundaries for yourself. You're probably going to need to create a schedule, prioritize your tasks, set clear goals, etc. all of those things are very, very important. And I would say even more important when you're using this as a side hustle. You might need to delegate and outsource. It may not be good for your relationship if you're editing until 1 o'clock in the morning. You might need to say, okay, that's just one thing I can't do. I need to hire an editor. I need to charge enough to have an editor so that they can do this work for me and I don't have to worry about those things. Or maybe because I do have limited time, I don't want to edit, but I would rather spend that time marketing or reaching out or going to a networking event. Those types of things, you probably are going to have to delegate and outsource some of those things just because you simply don't have enough time to manage everything. So there are other tricks when it comes to managing your time. You can batch similar tasks. You can do the Pomodoro technique. If you're not familiar with the Pomodoro technique, it's a time management technique, and it was developed in Italy because Pomodoro is the Italian name for tomato. Not really too sure. I was doing some reading on this of why it was Pomodoro, but basically you block your time together and you say, okay, I'm going to work on one thing for 20 minutes. Then I'm going to work on another thing for 20 minutes. And you take these blocks of time, and then in between each 20 minutes, you get up, you walk away, maybe take a walk around your house, walk around the house, go hug your kids, take your dog for a short, like literally 5 minute walk, very short. Then you come back and you do another 20 minutes, take your break, do another 20 minutes. And after the third break, you take a 15 minute break. So that the idea is that you don't become overwhelmed and you don't become super bogged down. You get the breaks that your brain needs when it comes to working on certain things. So that might be something that you need to do so that you can be more effective with your time. So taking breaks is really important. And then, like I said, evaluating. So if you're going to go and say, okay, I have 90 days to do this, at the end of 90 days, you need to reflect on that. So all those time management techniques are super, super, super important. So here's the thing. Having a side hustle is really, really great, but it doesn't necessarily mean that less time is needed to start and grow your business. And many of the steps that you need to have in a side hustle are the same as if you were starting this from scratch. You might, or full time, from scratch, but also full time. You need to understand how you can work as the owner of a business, because that's what you're doing. You're starting your entrepreneurial journey, which is awesome. I love that. But all of these things that you're going to have to do are the same as if you were doing it full time. And you have the added pressure of having a full time job, another boss outside of this that you need to manage as well. So understanding all these things is really, really important when it's coming to your side hustle. Now, I've done a lot of podcasts recently on hiring people, firing people, training people, all those types of things. And we're moving into kind of a series more about running businesses, not specific necessarily to photography businesses, but specific to any sort of creative business. And if you want to hear more about how to deal with these types of kind of behind the scenes issues as business owners, I would love to hear what you're struggling with. So shoot me a message on the Instagram at the Dori Howell. I would love, love, love to hear from you. If you want to get the recording of this or any show notes or anything like that, hit up our website at focalpointspodcast.com. And if you have a story that you would like to share with us, I would love, love, love to have you on as a guest. And you can also go to that website, focalpointspodcast.com. And about halfway down, you can submit your story to become a guest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Go ahead, conquer that business, whether it's full or part-time, and make your clients happy, create more financial freedom for yourself, and we will see you next time. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an InPhoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.